Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, shines the spotlight for us on Latin terminology relating to conclaves.
A conclave comes from the Latin word. It's a room which is closed with a key. That's where you get that from, that's all. So we use conclave as just like a room. But then it became known as the room where the cardinals elected the pope. It means a room closed with a key, con clave. Clave is his key, of course.
And once they're in this room, which is locked with a key, they're incomunicando? Is that right? That's not right.
Incomunicato. That doesn't exist in Latin as such, but it came over into English.
But it sounds nothing like a Latin word, but it's not.
Well, it is. It is. Nothing having been communicated between them. Nothing having been communicated. Incomunicato.
Because in English we say incomunicando, no?
Incomunicando would mean nothing should be communicated between them.
Which is why they don't carry anything inside.
Yes,
they won't have any
portable
phones,
and
radios,
da,
television.
All that stuff.
The Latin language is part of the whole conclave in the Sistine Chapel. The ballot papers have a printed formula.
And certainly.
What's written on it?
Ego elego in pontificem. I choose as Pope, or something like that. As I recall.
Elego in summum.
Pontificem, okay. I choose as the highest pontiff. And then you have the name coming there.
And at the end of every ballot, these slips of paper are burned, right? And what happens then? The smoke arises. And how would you say that? The smoke arises?
Well, ascendit fumus.
And if it's white?
Ascendit fumus albus. Vel niger, vel chasius.
Niger is black.
Black, yes.
And chasius?
Chasius is grey.
It's grey. Which often happens.
Yes, that's the problem.
There's always a problem, yeah.
Instead of having it green and red, they insist on black and white, which turns out to be grey and no one knows nothing.
Anyway, this is the first sign of the election of a new pope to the outside world. But then the first words surrounding the new pope, his election, are in Latin.
Habemus papam.
And then?
We have a pope. Qui nomen sibi imposuit, who put upon himself the name, and then he gives the Pope's name.
To the city and to the world.
Yeah, I'm all there in front of St. Peter's. Everyone's watching around the world.
And how do you say that, to the city and to the world?
Bah, urbi et orbi, spectanti, vel spectantibus.
And you were listening there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who's currently teaching Latin in the United States, but who was, for many years and under many popes, papal Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.